Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
We're learning Meseches Bava Kamma, Daf Chav Tes. We find on the sixth line of Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, Elamar Abaye B'tarti Pligi. Abaye comes to explain the Machlekes Tanoim in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches, as well as in the Braisa on the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis, where they argued about somebody that drops a chavis, or his gummel falls down, and it damages another person. And Abaye says that the Tanayim are really arguing in two separate machlekes. Pligi b'shas nefila, u'pligi la'achar nefila. And let's talk now about the first of those two machlekes, pligi b'shas nefila. And Abaye explains b'niskal p'sheya. They argue about when somebody stumbles, or for that matter, somebody drops something, a human error of something falling down, Mar sever niskal pesheya hu, mar sever niskal af pesheya hu. Is that considered a pshia or not? So the Tanakam of the Mishnah, which is the same as Remeir in the Braisa, who's Mechayev, he holds that if you drop something or you fall down, that's called a pshia. And Rabbi Yehud in the Mishnah, which is the same as the Chachamim in the Braisa, they hold niskal lav pesheya, and therefore you're potter. All the Rishonim ask a kash over here. How could we say that b'shas nefila you're potter because niskalav pesheya? B'shas nefila means that the thing is falling out of the person's hand. So that's not mamoine shehizik. That's adam hamazik. That's an object that's coming from the person, mikoychay, from the koych of the person. And adam hamazik has no patur of that he's not a pesheya. He doesn't need to be a pesheya in order to be chayev. The Mishnah Daf Chav Vav taught us that an adam hamazik is chayev, even by Aines. Like the Gemara over there learned that from the Drasha. Petza tachas patza. The rabbis Aines kiratzoin. By an Adam HaMazek. So a lav pesheya is no ptur. How could Abaye say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're potter b'shas afilo because niska lav pesheya who you should still be chayiv, you're an Adam HaMazek. In the Chedushi HaRaivid, he raises this question. And he says that this ties into the Machlaikis Rishenin that we learned in Daf Chav Zayin. We've mentioned on Daf Chav Zayin a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban, which we'll talk about again now, and Mishnah it'll come up again in other places in the Parak. It's one of the sadistic machlokes we shain him in Parak HaMiniach. And that is whether the din that Adam HaMazik is chayiv, even ba'ines, is that true for all einsim or not? Because Tosfos wrote on Daf Chav Zayin that in Adam HaMazik is pater on an einis gomor. That which we learn that he's chayiv on an oynes, that's only for a moderate case of oynes, a mild, a little bit of an oynes. But if it's a big oynes, an extreme oynes, an oynes gomor, then even another mamazik is going to be potter. Zok the Ravid, when it says in this gemara, niska lav pesheyahu, that man damar holds that it's an oynes gomor, and therefore he's not chayiv mishum adam hamazik. And the Nebuchad Yosef comes along and says that that's not mistaber. It doesn't fit well into the words of the gemara. Aines gomor means it's an extreme case of an aines. Here the Tanoim are arguing about whether it's a pesheya or it's not a pesheya. The man da'amar niskal pesheya who it's in the category of pesheya. The other man da'amar, the Gemara says it's not in the category of pesheya. It sounds like it's just on the other side of the line. It's just out of the category of pesheya. So if it's just two categories, pesheya and aines, so that's an aines. But if it was an extreme aines, then the Gemara wouldn't have just called it a lav pesheya. Therefore, the Nebuchad Yosef says that it's not mistaber that the case of Niskal Laman Da'amar Lav Pesheya would be considered an Aines Gomor. But I think we should speak out a little bit more of the Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin. Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin elaborated in this on the exact Hagdara of this category. How do we define Aines Gomor? And it turns out that the expression that Tosfos uses, Aines Gomor, is really a misnomer. When we say Aines Gomor and we translate it as an extreme Aines, it's clear in Tosfos that they really don't mean an extreme Aines, even a somewhat moderate case of Aines, but as long as it's a little bit higher than a different level of Aines, as we'll see in a moment, it's enough of an Aines to pattern Adam HaMazik, and therefore the Nebuchadnezzar's cash is perhaps not so schwer. What Tosfos says is as follows. Tosfos says that we know that by Shemrim, there are various levels of chiyuvim for shomer. There's a shomer chinam, a shomer sachar, and a shayal. Shomer chinam is only chayav for a pesheya. A shomer sachar is also chayav for a geneva aveda, but he's still putter for einzim, and a shayal is chayav even for einzim. Zok Tosfos. The level of oynes that we call oynes gomor, that's machayev an adam amazek is the oines ke'en geneva. Tesis differentiates between the oines ke'en avida and the oines ke'en geneva, and the level that's enough to be machayev an adam amazek is an oines ke'en geneva. Now that's very significant because an oines ke'en geneva is not a real oines. It's not an oines in hilchas shemrim. A shemr sachar is still chayev for such an oines, even though we say a shemr sachar is potter for einsim. When we're learning hilchas shemrim, the only shemrim that we say is chayev for einsim is a shayel. A shemr sachar is potter for einsim. He's just chayev for geneva aveda. But even so, the level that's equivalent to a geneva is enough of an oines to potter an adam amazek. So the category where an adam amazek is pater, which Tosfos is called oines gamar, it turns out it's not an extreme case at all. It's not even a case that qualifies as an oines in hilchas shemrim. And so this lefizeh, the kash of the Nevi Yosef, is lecheri not so shver, and it's not difficult to say that when the gemara discusses niska pesha and niska lav pesha, lefizeh said that lav pesha it's in the category of oines gamar. Because the category of Aines Gomer is not really such a rachik case of Aines. Now, where does Tosfos get this Hagdara from? So it's very important for us to speak out the Gemara on Daf Pei Beis, which we didn't have a chance when we were learning Daf Chaf Zayin to learn the whole Tosfos. We just gave over the Ikar Yesod of Tosfos that he's mechalik between different levels of Einsim. But the Sugya in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Beis, which Tosfos brings over there, is a very sadistic part of this discussion. As we mentioned, the Ramban, who's chalik on Tosfos, does not appear in Parak HaMinyach. The Ramban, who's chalik on Tosfos, is in Bava Metzia and Daf Pei Beis. Let's speak out Bekitzur, the Gemara and Daf Pei Beis in Bava Metzia, from which Tosfos bozes this Hagdara. The Gemara over there talks about a Shomer that's mavir chavis mimakom lamakom. A Shomer who's watching a chavis, and he's moving the chavis as part of his shmiri, he's moving it from one place to the next, and he drops it and it breaks. And the Gemara says that a Shomer Chinam is Pater, but a Shomer Sachar is Chayev. Now, a Shomer Chinam is Pater, obviously because we're not considering it a Pesheya, so that means that Gemara is going like the Manda Amar Niska Lav Pesheya. Shomer Sachar is Chayev, which means that obviously we're not considering it an Oines either, because a Shomer Sachar is Pater for Oinesim. So it's something on that in-between level, it's an Oines Ke'en Geneva, and therefore a Shomer Sachar is Chayev. But we could ask a kasha, Shomer Chinam, we said he's potter because it's not a pesheya. But let's never mind the fact that he was makabel shmir for this chavis. If he's carrying a chavis and he breaks it, he's an adam hamazek. So hagam that we can't be mechayev him mishum Shomer Chinam, let's be mechayev him mishum adam hamazek. So Tosfos said that gemara is one of the makayros of my yisoid that not every adam hamazek it's chayev, and Adam Amazek is not chayev for every type of oines. There's something called an oines gomer for which an Adam Amazek is potter, and that case in the Gemara Bava Metzia of where he broke the chavis because he was niskal, and we said niskal lav pesheya, that's in the category of oines gomer, and that's why there's no chayev of Adam Amazek. But look, in that Gemara, it said that if he'd be a shemer sachar, he'd be chayev midin shemrim, which means that it's not a real oines, even though it was enough of an oines to pater the Adam HaMazek, but it's not enough of an oines to pater a Shomer Sachar from his Chiyuv Shmira. It's not the kind of an oines that we mean when we say that only a Shoyla is Chayef for Oinsim. So from that Gemara, we prove two things. First of all, we prove that not every Adam HaMazek is Chayef, that there's a category called Oines Gomer where an Adam HaMazek is pater. But furthermore, we prove that category that we call Aines Gomer doesn't really mean Aines Gomer, an extreme case of Aines. Adarabah, it really means even a very mild case of Aines. It's not even enough of an Aines to pater a Shomer Sachar, but it's already enough of an Aines to pater an Adam HaMazek. Therefore, based on that Hagdara, we could say that the Nevi Yosef's Kasha is not Shver, and the Ra'ivit, as well as Tosfos and Daf Chaf Zayin, are justified in saying that the reason why Laman da Amar Niska Lav Pesheya were not Mechayev Mitam Adam HaMazek is because it's considered an Oines Gomer. Now, the Maisa, the Nevi Yosef, as we mentioned, did not want to learn this way. The Nevi Yosef gives a different shot in our Gemara. He says that the reason why in our Gemara, Laman da Amar Niska Lav Pesheya, you're not going to be Mechayev Mishum Adam HaMazek is because although the chavis is moving, it's in the air and it's moving mikoyach the mazik, but the nizik is also on the move. And so the hezik that happens is also because of the movement of the koyach of the nizik. And l'cher, what he means to say is, like we mentioned on Daf Chav Zayin, that the Ramban says, that even though according to the Ramban, an Adam HaMazik is always chayiv and there's never a patur of oynes. But in Adam HaMazik, but there is a patur of iu da'afsan anafshe, if we could, or iu da'azik anafshe, if we could attribute the ma'isa hezik to the nizik that patters the mazik. So over here, since we're talking about where the Nizik himself was moving and his motion is part of what contributed, what was giving him the Hezek, so it goes into that din of Iyu, the Azek Anafshe, and therefore there isn't going to be Chiv over here of Adam HaMazek. Now the next thing that we should discuss is how we'd be Miyashiv this Gemara, Niskalav Pesheya, according to the other half of the Machlekes Rishayim back on Daf Chav Zayin. We mentioned then that the Ramban argues on the whole Yisayit of Taisis and says that there is no tour of Aynes by Adam HaMazik, even if it's an Aynes Gamar. So how is he going to learn in our Sugya that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since Niska Lav Pesheya, so therefore you're not Chaya for the Hezek that happens in Mishas Nafila, you're an Adam HaMazik, you should be Chaya for anything. Now obviously, within our Sugya Gufa, we know already that there's an Eitzah for the Ramban. He could learn like the Nimukah Yosef. Even though the Nimukah Yosef doesn't hold like the Ramban, the Nimukah Yosef doesn't say his Vart because he doesn't believe in the whole Patur of Aynes Gamar. He holds there is a Patur of Aynes Gamar. He just doesn't hold that it's applicable to our Gemara because the Lashon of Niska Lav Peshe doesn't sound like it's an Aynes Gamar. But I'll call upon him, since he didn't want to use the Teretz of Aynes Gamar for our Sugya, so he gave an alternative Pshat in our Sugya. That over here you could say that the reason why the mazik is pater is because the nizik, the motion of the nizik contributed to the hesek. That pshat could work very well for the Ramban also, and in fact it's even based on a yisayi that the Ramban said earlier, that when the nizik contributes to the hesek, like in the case in the Gemara, in the case of the Yushalmi, of the Yashin, the person that's sleeping, and then the Nizik comes and puts down his kelim next to the Yashin, the Ramban already said that he holds as a patur in such a case of iu da'azik anafshei. And so he could very well go with such a mahalach over here. But the greater problem is, how would the Ramban deal with the din of Niskalav Pesheya as it appears in the Sugya in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Beis? We said before that in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Beis, the Gemara uses the svara of Niskalav Pesheya to pater the shemer that's mavir chavis mimakim lamakim. Over there, you can't say that it's the other person's koyach that was giving him the hezek. There's no other person there. It's not talking about a case where he dropped something and that was mazik another person. He dropped the chavis and the chavis broke. So it's all one person. And over there, that shamer who dropped the chavis, and the Gemara says that since he's only a shamer chinam, we can't be mechayev him mishum shamer, but fractasis, but be mechayev him mishum adam ha-mazik. Over there, what's the Ramban going to answer you? He doesn't hold up the tesis as teretz, that your patam mishum ayin is gamar. You can't use the teretz of the Nimukah Yosef. So how is the Ramban going to respond to that kasha of Tosfos, that raya of Tosfos? So we have a Machne Ephraim that talks about this. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon Simin Hei, he says a svara, and the emes is that there's a makar for the svara in the Ramban Gufo, although not legabe this case. Let's mention one more case that Tosfos brings in the Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin. Tosfos over there talks about the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, Tabach Uman Shekilkel. A Tabach is a Sheichet. And if a person gives an animal to a Sheichet to Shech the behemoth, and the Sheichet was Mekalkel, he did it wrong, he did a bad job, and the animal ends up in a Vela. So what's the din? Is that Sheichet Chayav to pay for what he did or not, to pay for the Hezek? And the Gemara says that if he's getting paid, then he'll be chayev like a shomer sachar. But if he's not getting paid, so again, we can't be mechayev him mishum hilchas shomrim, then he'll be pater. Frek Tosfos, the Tosfos mentions this at the end of his long Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin, but it's also a short Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Tes, of an art, Frek Tosfos, good, you're not going to be mechayev him al shomer, but be mechayev him al tzadam ha-mazik. He took a knife to somebody else's animal, and he killed the animal, and now the animal is
he's lost most of its value. So why isn't he chayav mishum mazik? You'll tell me it's not his fault. He was supposed to. That's just the Torah of Aynes. But if an adam mazik is chayav ba'aynes, so why isn't he chayav over there? Zok taisus, from there I have another raya to my yisayid, that there's no such that not every case of aynes is chayav by adam mazik, only a smaller aynes, an aynes that's ke'en aveda, but what taisus calls the aynes gomer is pater. But the Ramban, Lamaisa, says that there is no Petur of Aynes Gomer. So the Ramban, in his Shtikl and Bava Metzayin Daf Hei Beis, he mentions this case, and he says that the reason why it's not sure from there is because he says, and this is his Lashon, Ein be'uman hatoye b'malachtoi mishum mazik. An uman, someone with a job to do, who makes a mistake doing his job, he can't be called a mazik. Ein be'uman hatoye b'malachtoi mishum mazik. The Ramban doesn't explain why. He just says that he's not called a mazik. Why isn't he called a mazik? Zok the Machne Ephraim. I'm going to be mitzarif to this, you say to the Ramban, a svara that I find in other Yishenim, legabi ar sugya, the sugya of Niskalav Peshaya. He says that you'll find Rabbeinu Peretz at the end of the second parak, on the Chavzayin Amud Aleph, Rabbeinu Peretz has the long discussion that Tosis has on Amud Beis about Oynes Gomer. Rabbeinu Peretz has this on Amud Aleph, before the end of the parak, at the end of the second parak, when it's talking about the din of Aynis being chay by Adam Amazik, and Rabbeinu Peretz over there brings down the sugya in Bava Metzayin Daf Pei Beis, and he says over there that the reason why the shemer that's ma'ariv chavos u'makom l'makom is pater is because since he's a shemer, harei alav mutal his asik bedavar, he was supposed to be busy with it. He was supposed to be mavir the chavis b'makom l'makom. Ulekach loy mechayev rak b'pshia aval od b'namishim adam hamazik. Rabbeinu Peretz had said that you can't call a shomer an adam hamazik because he was doing the maisa with rishus. The maisa that he was involved with doing, he was supposed to be doing. An adam hamazik is somebody that wasn't supposed to be doing this maisa in the first place. But a person who was supposed to be doing the maisa, Hagam, that he wasn't supposed to be dropping it and breaking it, he was just supposed to be moving it, but he was supposed to be doing the Maisa. He was Oisib Rishus. Once he's Oisib Rishus, he's Mufka from the parasha of Adam HaMazik. Zok the Machne Ephraim, that's what the Ramban means also when he says, Ein b'uman atoye b'malachtoy mishum mazik. The uman, the tabach uman shekilkil, the sheichet, he didn't stam take a knife to somebody else's behema. He was supposed to take that knife to somebody else's behema. Avadi, he wasn't supposed to be makalkel, he was supposed to do a proper shechita. But since the Maisa was done with Rishus, you can't call that an Adam HaMazik. So the Machne Ephraim says that we have this Yisoid, which is Merumas in the Ramban, Legabi, the case of Tabach Uman, and is Mefurish in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Legabi, the case of Niskalav Peshei, of Mavar Chavos HaMakom L'Makom, that any time that a person is Oiseb Rishus, he can't be called an Adam HaMazik. And that's why, he says, that'll be how the Ramban will learn the Pshat in the Gemara and Bava Metzia, that since he was a Shemer, and was mutal level his atzik b'davar, therefore he's not chayav. So there's a machlekes Tosfos and the Ramban, whether the sibas hapatur by the shemer that was ma'abar chavis b'makom l'makom is because of oynes gomer or because that's not called a ma'isa hezek. And it's interesting to think about why Tosfos doesn't go along with the idea, with the svara of the Ramban, that it's not called a ma'isa hezek. Say legabi the case of the ma'abar chavis b'makom l'makom, say legabi the case of tabach umat shekilka, l'chayir it's a starkest svara. How could you say that it's a Maisa Hesek? He was asked to do this. The Baal HaBehema said, please take a knife and kill this Behema for me. So he just did what the Bailam did, what the Bailam told him to do. Even though, Enechanami, he did it wrong. But could you call that a Maisa Hesek? It could very well be that this is connected to what we said last time, is the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Tosfos and the Ramban, in that which they argue about Oynes Gomer. And Tosfos holds that an Oynes Gomer is Pater. And the Ramban holds that an Oynes Gomer is Chayev. And we mentioned then that Kedoyli Achreinim are Mazbir, that Tosfos holds that that even by Adam HaMazik, the Yisoid of the Chiyuv of Adam HaMazik is that he should have been Shemer. He should have been careful to see that it didn't happen. They quote the Lashon of the Gemara in the first parak that it's Shmiras Gufay Allah. Just like by Nizkei Behemtai. You're Chayev because Shmiras Sayalacha, you were supposed to, it's not that you did it, your animal did it, you didn't do it. But it was your responsibility to watch your animal and make sure that it didn't happen. So by Odom HaMazik also, that's the Machayev. The Machayev is that you should have watched yourself to see to it that it didn't happen. And if the Machayev is a Chiyev Shmira, so then Tosfos says, you can't be Chayev for an Einis Gomer. If it's an Einis Gomer, so there can't be a Chiyev Shmira on that. We can't say that you should have prevented it. The Ramban, who says that you're Chayev even for an Einis Gomer, he holds that the Lomnis, that the Chiyev Shmira is the Machayev, that's only true by Nizkei Mamayinai. But by Adam HaMazik, the Maisa Hezek is the Machayev. It has nothing to do with the fact that you should have made sure that it didn't happen. It's because you did it. The Maisa Hezek itself is the Machayev. So over there, that Lomnis was given to explain why Tosfos is Mekel and the Ramban is Machmir, and Tosfos holds that you won't be Chayev by Einis Gomer, and the Ramban holds that you will. But it could be that it's Haba HaTalia, and that same Lomnis explains why over here Tosfos is Machmir and the Ramban is Mekel. When the Ramban says that a tavach uman shekilkel ain be uman a tayba malachta mishum mazik, you can't call that a maisa hezek. Or like Rabbeinu Peretz says, since it was mutalav, he was oisib bershus, you can't call that a maisa hezek. That's a very good svar. If the machayev is because you did the maisa hezek, so then we could dan, is it called a maisa hezek? Is it not called a maisa hezek? And we could say that if you're oisib bershus, that's not called a maisa hezek. But according to Tosfos, the machayev is not because of the maisa hezek. The machayev is because you should have been watching. And that, meaning you should have been careful. That halacha that you should have been careful doesn't change when you get rishus. Good, a person gave you rishus to shecht his animal, a person gave you rishus to watch his chavis, but when a person gives you rishus to be metapa with his things, he obviously still means that you should do it carefully, so you shouldn't be mazikit. And if the chiv is because shmir is gufoy alav, so that doesn't change when you're oisib rishus. You could still have the machayev of shmir is gufoy alav, according to Tosfos. Just like we said that Tosfos patters the Einis Gomer because the Machayev is Shmirat Gufay Olav. So Mehai Tama Gufa, Tosfos is Machayev, the case, or would be Machayev, if not for the Petur of Einis Gomer. He'd be Machayev at Tabachum and Shekilkel. He doesn't hold with the Petur that it's not a Maisa Hezek. Because who cares if it's not a Maisa Hezek? Even though you're Eisiv Rishus, but it's still Shmirat Gufay Olav, Mashen Hin the Ramban, who's Machayev by Einis Gomer, meaning that he doesn't hold that the Machayev is Mishim Shmirat Gufay Olav. The Machayev is the Maisa Hezek, so he could have this lamdas that when you're Oisib Rishus, it's not called a Maisa Hezek, and Mamela you'll be Potter. Now, I want to be mice of something. The Machne Ephraim says that this Svara, that he was Oisib Rishus, so it's not a Maisa Hezek, that'll be the Ramban's Pshat in the Gemara above Metzia. Now, the Machne Ephraim didn't have the Ramban above Metzia. The Machne Ephraim just knew that the Ramban doesn't hold the Petur of Einis Gomer, so he was trying to figure out what then would be a good pshat and why he'd pater the case of Shem Shem, that's Mavich Havis, Mavakam, and he said, oh, based on what I found in the Rabbeinu Peretz, that there's a Petur over there that was Mutal Lavel Hesasek Bechavis, so it's not, he was Eisib Rishus, it's not called a Maisa Hesek, that could be the pshat on the Ramban also. Aber Lemaisa, if you take a look at the Ramban inside, you'll see that he learned differently. The Ramban says that the pshat in the Gemara of a Metzia is that when the Shemer drops the Chavis and it breaks, that's not an Adam HaMazik. What is it? It's an Eish. And since it's an Eish, so that's regular Nizkei Mamayne, and there's a Petur of Aynes. And then he brings down that Tosfos learns that's Mishum Adam HaMazik, and he disagrees. So, after seeing the Ramban inside, so it's Tzarech Bir Betarti. First of all, what does he mean that it's an H and it's not an Adam HaMazik? And Svetin, why did he have to come on to that? Why didn't he agree with what the Machne Ephraim said? So let's briefly try to explain these one at a time. What does it mean that it's an H and it's not an Adam HaMazik? He means L'chayre that even though it fell directly from his hands, but since it fell and he didn't throw it, that's not called coming Mikoichai. The other Rishonim that are discussing in an Arsa Gittaisis Numka Yosef, they're all assuming that since it's in motion directly from his hands, that's called a Adam HaMazik. And l'chayre their makar is from the Gemara at the end of the second paragraph of Chavav, ha'yse'evim munachas lo'y b'cheikai, and then he stood up and falls down. So even though he didn't pick it up and throw it, it's just falling. But nevertheless, that's called a Adam HaMazik because it's falling directly off of his lap. So most of the Rishonim assumed that when something is slipping out of his hands and it's falling, that's also called k'ichai, and it's an Adam HaMazik. The Ramban l'chayre means to be mechalik. And in the case of where he got up and that makes it fall, so it's his motion that sets the Evan in motion, that's called Koyche, and it's another Mamazik. Mashenkin, when he was carrying the Chavis, and then the Chavis falls from his hands, so there wasn't any motion on his part that made it start to go down. It's just that he failed to continue to hold it, so mamela it's going down on its own. So that's not called koichei. What is it? It's just that it's his stuff, it's his mamain, which is in motion, so it's behadid da azlika maski, that's the mazik of Esh, it's not the mazik of Adam. But the second thing that we need to understand is, why does the Ramban have to come on to that? If the Ramban himself says, by tabachumun shekilkel, im ba'uman ha'oitzik ba'malachtoi mishum mazik, so the Machane Ephraim is right. That means that the Ramban holds of a lamdus that when you're oitzib rishus, it doesn't have a shame mazik. So why doesn't he say the same thing by a shamer? So Vice states that the Ramban holds that this lamdus that when you're oitzib rishus, you don't have a shame mazik, that needs that he was instructed by the Bailam on the Maisa Gufa. When a Bailam brings him a behema and says, shech this behema, so he shechs the behema. So then we could say, oh, he was told to do it. That's called Oisib Rishus, and is that considered a mazik? Masha'in came by the Shemer, where Rabbeinu Peretz said a svara that it's mutal level his asik bedavar. But no one told him to do this particular maisa. That was already up to his judgment. He decided that it would be good for the pikadon if he would do this maisa, but the Bailam didn't tell him to. So then that the Ramban holds that that doesn't go into this klal that that when you're oisib rishus, it doesn't have a shame maisa hezek. I want to end this by just pointing out an important ta'ara that a nafkamina between the Ramban's explanation of the Gemara Rava Metzia and the Machne Ephraim's explanation is that the way the Ramban explains it, this same pshat is shaykh ta'ar sugi also. The Machne Ephraim said that the reason why the Ramban would patter by his shemer that's ma'abachav, smakum, ma'akum, is because he's a shemer. And maybe he's Eisib Rishus, but in Arsugi he's not in Shemer. So in Arsugi, then the Ramban would have to say like the Nemukah Yosef, according to the Machne Ephraim. But the way the Ramban himself explains it, that the Niskalav Peshea really has a din of Eish rather than Adam HaMazik, so Arsugi also is the same Niskalav Peshea, even though he's not a Shemer, that's Lema'al V'Lema'irid, since he dropped it. The Ramban holds that when you drop something, that's not called an Adam HaMazik. Which means that bottom line, in our sugya, we have three explanations for why there's no chiv of Adam HaMazik. Tosfos says it's because Einis Gomer, the Rabbi also says like that. Nemukah Yosef says that it's because the Maisa of the Nizik contributes to the Hazik. And the Ramban himself will say that it's not actually moving Mikoichai. It's just something that he dropped, but he didn't throw it, he didn't push it. And mainly it's an Eish rather than an Adam HaMazik, and it has a Petur of Einis. Let's talk now about something new. The Gemara on Chavtes Amid Beis has a very, very famous shtickle. Amar Rabbi Lazar Rishum Rabbi Shmuel Shnei Devarim Einam Rishus Yishal Adam Ba'asana Kazav Kilo Heim Rishusai Ve'ilu Heim Bar Rishus Rabbi Mechamis Meshay Shoyz Ulamala. The Gemara over there is telling us that Chametz in the Zman of the Isser, it's not really in the person's possession. That which is Eivram Ba'yura Ba'yimatsa is just Exeris Kazav. It's Asaya Kazav Kilo Heim Rishusai. Rashi explains in Devarim Asam Meshay Shoyz Ulamala Ein Chametz Rishusai Da'afagav De'isei Asir Bahana. Zog Rashi, that the chametz is not considered his because it's asr b'hana. The verta of Rashi sound like they're telling us a yisoid that there's no such thing as bailus on isuri hana. This yisoid is spoken at mefurish by a ravid brought down in the Ritva in Sukkah daflam and hey on the Mishnah there that says that an esrik shal arla is pasul, and the Gemara explains it mefnei she'in by din mamain. So the Ritva writes that her ravid nukit devarim kepashtan. The ravid took these words so literally. That since it's asr b'hana, it's not called yours. The Ravid is mazbir. Why are isur hana not called yours? Because what does it mean to own something? It means that you have control over it. Over here, you have nothing in it. You're not allowed to do anything with it, so you have no control. That's not called bailus. And then the Ravid adds, uman de gazel luhu. If someone would steal it from you, lehavi gazlan, he wouldn't be considered a gazlan. We're talking about a person that has a tree of Arla, he just planted the tree, and it's in the first 3 years. Fruits are growing on the tree. He harvests his own fruits from his own tree, and Zuck the Ravid, if a guy comes and grabs those fruits away from him, it's not considered gazela. There's nothing wrong with taking it. Because since the fruits of the first 3 years are Arla, there's no bailus on Isuri Hana. That's the state of the Ravid, which is also the Mashmos of Rashi over here. There is a run, in the Durm Daf Mem Zayin. The Ran is shtelling over there on a Mishnah, which is really a Mishnah in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis, onto Kuf Tes Amid Aleph, and is also brought down partially in the Gemara over there in the Durham. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama that if a person makes a neder, kredim shi'at inanali b'chayiv v'maysay, a person makes a neder, asering his nechasim b'hano upon his son, and then the person dies, it says, lo yershenu, the son doesn't yarshen him, he doesn't get anything because the nechasim are asr for him b'hano. Then the Mishnah says, but balichayiv b'im v'nefroy mehen, but if the son owes money to someone, his balichayiv are allowed to come and collect from that property. So the Ran in the Dharma Daf Mem Zayin shtells on this. He says, but if it's Asr Bahano and the son really doesn't Yarshin it, then how could his Bali Chayiv come and collect from there? So therefore, Zuck the Ran, what we see from this mission is Elavadai, the Lashon of the Ran is Elavadai Nechasin Dideininu. It's clear from this mission of Bavakama that even if something is Asr Bahano, but there's still Bailas. Elish Enu Shoyli Hanitz Mehem. You're just restricted, you're not able to use it, but Bailas you have. So the Ran over there in the Dharam is arguing on the Ravid in Sukkah. Now, the Rashba in the Dharam asked the same Kasha and said that when the Mishnah in Bava Kama says, Balichayiv b'im v'nefremihem, it means Balichayiv of the Av, not Balichayiv of the Ben. Because the Rashba Taka seems to hold like this Yisrael of the Ravid, that there is no Bailas in Yisrael Hanah, and so he has to be Madchik from the Pashtos of the Mishnah in the Dharam. There's a Mishnah in Kedushin on Daf Nun Vav that says that if someone is Mekadesh and Isha with the Isuri Hana, the Kedushin are not Taifes. Pashtus it means because, so Taifes is understood, the Pshutai of the Mishnah is because if you have to give the Isha something that's the Shava Pruta, and if you give her Isuri Hana, it has no Shavis because there's nothing that she could do with it. So Taifes has a whole series of Kashas. Taifes is bothered, but the Gemara in Pesachim says that it's Mutter to be Nana from Isuri Hana, Shalai Kedarkan. So why doesn't it have a Shavis? Al Sahana that you could have Shalai Kedarkan. Taisus has a kasha that we know that Isuri Hana are mutter for a chelish yesh by sakana. One doesn't have a shavis off that, and Taisus has another kasha that some of the Isuri Hana have a rule that once they're burnt up, Ephron mutter, the Efer becomes mutter. So if he gives her a large quantity of something, so much so that after it would be burnt and turned into ashes, the ashes would have a shavah pruta. So why isn't she mukadeshes with that? Taisus has this, all of these kashas. And Taisus goes through these kashas one by one and gives terutzim. Either Taisus says because under those circumstances it wouldn't be a shava pruta, or because that's not what the isha had in mind when she was makabel the kedushin. But Taisus is asking all of these kashas, thinking that the only reason why the kedushin shouldn't be chal is because there's no shava pruta, and if we could find a way that it should have a shava pruta, then the kedushin should be chal. According to the seid of the Ravid in Sukkah, the reason why the kedushin are not chal is because what you gave the isha is not yours. And when you'll give it to the Isha, it won't be hers. There's no bailus on Isuri Hana. It doesn't help that she could use it Shalai Kedarka, that she could use it for Achel Ishi Eshmei Sakano, that she could use the Efer, but it's not hers. How could you be Mekadesh her if you didn't give her anything that you owned and you didn't give her anything that she'll own? So the Chayr from the Taisvis in Kedushin, it's Mashma like the Ran in Nedarim, that there is bailus on Isuri Hana. Now what's interesting is that the Ritva seems a little bit on both sides of this Machlaikis. On the one hand, the Ritva in Sukkah, we mentioned that the Ravid, who was the most blatant statement that there's no bailus on Isuri Hana, he said so much so that a person can come and grab it away and he's not considered a gazlan. The Ritva over there responded to that Ravid, and he said, V'loi nehira. And he wrote, D'chol shehu shaloi be'im bo'i la'achir m'shus u'zuchus l'chem karina be. The Ritva had said that if something belongs to me and no one else has any claims on it, even though it's Asr Bahana, I would still have bailus. So why can't I use an esrog of Arla? He goes on to say, because by Arla there's a halach of ksus mechta shiure. The Ritva explains the Mishnayis in Sukkah with other pshatim. But the Ritva in Sukkah seems to say that yes, there is bailus on Isuri Hana. On the other hand, the Ritva in Kedushin argues with this taisis and says, no, you don't need to find terutzim for why you can't be mekadesh with the Efer, either the Shavaput and the Efer. He says the Efer is not going to be hers anyway. The mashmaus of the Ritva over there is, like the Ravid, that there is no bailus on Isuri Hana. So that needs a yishuv, which is inkan mekaymai, had to be miyashiv these two statements of the Ritva. But I'll call upon him. We certainly have a pekel of rishenim on both sides of this machlekes. We have the mashmos of Rashi over here, as well as the Ravid in Sukkah, and the mashmos of the Rashba in Nedarim, and perhaps also the Ritva in Kedushin, that all seem to hold that there's no bailus on Isuri Hana. On the other hand, we have Tosfos in Kedushin, the Ran in Nedarim, and perhaps also the Ritva in Sukkah, that hold that there is bailus on Isuri Hana. Now, coming back to our Gemara, in our Gemara it says The Chametz Pesach is one of the Shnei Dvarim that are inan b'shusa shel Adam. And Rashi over here learns k'pshutai, that it means because it's in Isser Hanah, it's not b'shusai. It seems to say that there's no bailas on Isser Hanah. Oh, but the Shaila is, but according to all those Bishayim that hold up, there is bailas on Isser Hanah. What then does Rabbi Elazar mean when he says that it's inan b'shusa shel Adam? So the Kseis talks about this, the Avni Meluim is in Simuchav Ches, Sifkatan Nunvav. He over there refers to the Ritva in Kedushin as being the Mari Deshmaitza of those that hold that there is no bailas on Isser Hanah, even though, like we said, it's really debatable what the Ritva's bottom line is. But Akapanim, he says, he brings down over there Rishenim on both sides, and he says, according to those Rishenim that hold that there is bailas on Isser Hanah, like, for example, the Taisis over there in Kedushin, what then would our Gemara mean that it's Einem Mishus Shel Adam? So what the Avni Meluim says is that we know from the Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Samach Ches that Gozovel and Yeshua Abayilim Shneim in Nuchim LaGdishai, that if one person steals from another, so both the Gazlan and the Nigzal are not able to make it Hektish. Zeh Lefish Einei Shaloi, Vizeh Lefish Einei Rishusai. Zoktik says that Gemara is teaching us a Chiddush, that there are two Chalakim of Bailas. There's the Shaloi, who really owns the Chayfetz, but there's the Bershusei also. Bershusei, having control over the Chayfetz, that's also a Chalak of Bailas. And a full-fledged Bailas is only when somebody has both. Zak the Ksais, even those Rishenim that hold that there is Bailas on Yisriyana, but they agree that although it's Shaloi, but it's not Bershusei. The Bershusei means control. And if it's Asav HaNa, I can't do anything with it. So that's very similar to the case of the Nigzal, that somebody who owns, the Mashal, he owns a car, but somebody stole the car from him. So Rabbi Yechanan says in Mavakamas HaMaches that even the Nigzal can't be Makdishit because he has no control over it, even though it's his, but he can't take it where he wants. The Gazlan is holding it against his will. So he lost control over it, and that takes away from his Bailus, even though it's Shaloi. It takes away enough that now he's not able to be Makdishit. He can't make any Chalaisim on that. Therefore, Zakta Avni Meluim, that's why he can't be Mavatalit. And who I didn't, that's why Be'etzem, you wouldn't be Oibram Ba'yirah Ba'yimatze, if not for the Gzeirat HaKasav of Asay HaKasav Ki'ilu Hu Bershusay. So again, when it's state in our Gemara, the Chametz is Einu Bershusay. Incidentally, Zakta Avni Meluim, the Lashon of our Gemara, Einu Bershusay, is actually very meduik, it doesn't say Einu Shalai, it says Einu Bershusay. So it's Mashmataka that is this second half of the Bailas that we're missing. I'll call upon him in this Gemara, this Tupshatim, that which it says that really, if not for the Xeris, a Kasav of Asaya, a Kasav of Ki'ilu Rishusa, you wouldn't be Abram Ba'yura or Ba'yimatse, is for one of two possibilities. Either because there's no Bailas on Isriyana, or because even if there is Bailas, but I'll call upon him, it's not Rishusa. And what that means is the Xeris is naming on that in order to be Abram Ba'yura or Ba'yimatse, it needs to be Rishusa. But this is not Pasha. The Chazainish in Simkuf Yud Ches Ois Dalid brings down a Machlekes Achreinim about the case of a Nigzal. If somebody owns Chametz, and then before Pesach comes, somebody else steals the Chametz from him, so that over Pesach, he owned it, the Nigzal, he owned it, it was Shaloi, but it was Einu Bershusai. The Chazainish brings down an Edi Behuda in Simen Chaf, who names on that the Nigzal would not be Oiver Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh B'chiyai Gavna. He brings down a shayla to Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, where Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes that the Nigzal would be Oiver Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh B'chiyai Gavna, and the Chazainish says that he thinks that Rabbi Kiva Eger is correct, that a Nigzal would be Oiver Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh. He brings a ray from a rush in the first parak of Pesachim in Simen Dalid, who says that with a mafkid and a nifkad, the nifkad is Oiver Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh, even though it's not Bershusay, because he gave it over to somebody else to watch, but nevertheless it's Shaloi. Now granted, the Negev Yehuda was already nachas to that rush. And the Negev Yehuda said that it's a Nedoime, the Lav Bershusay of a Nifgad with the Lav Bershusay of a Nigzal. But nevertheless, the Chazainish comes to a maskana that he thinks that a Nigzal also should be over. He feels that it's comparable enough to this case of the rush, and he holds that a Nifgad should be over on Bayer Al-Bayimate. If that's true, then the Avni Meluim is pshat, and our Gemara is not going to be a good pshat. Our Gemara is saying that for some reason one wouldn't really be over Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh with Chametz B'Pesach if not for the fact that the Asay HaKasach Yidu B'Shusay. Why wouldn't you be over? So if you hold that Isriyah, no, I have no Ba'ilus, so that's why you wouldn't be over Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh. But if you hold that Yisrael and I do have bailus, Sav Nimulum said, yeah, but even though it's Shaloi, you have that much bailus, but it's Fard Eini Bershusa, that's why you wouldn't be over. But the Fidel Chazainish, that one is over by your Rabbi, you might say, even on Chametz, that's Eini Bershusa, such as in the case of the Nigzal, like Rabbi Kivayger writes. So then, Tzurik, Shver, and Aragamar, why wouldn't you be over by your Rabbi, you might say, but Chametz Pesach? So the Nesivis has a sefer on Hilchas Pesach called Makar Chayim. And the Nesivis in his Akedomitis in Toflam et al. From the Makar Chayim, he says that he thinks the Pshat in our Gemara is different. That which it says that Be'etzim you wouldn't be able by Yerol by Yimatze on Chametz Pesach, if not for the special Xeris, because of the Asaya, because of Ki'ilu Rishusai, is in Gansen not because it's Aser Bahana. It's not the Isser Hana. I find the Rashi is not like that. Rashi is Mefurish that it is also Isser Hana. But he's saying to be Miyash of those who show him that hold of this Bailus on Isser Hana, it's not because of the Isser Hana in Gansen. Not like Avni Mulum, who was saying that even those who shen that hold of this by Lassani Syria, no, but their mind that there's no Bershusai. He says there's something else about Chametz Pesach, independent of the fact that it's Asa Bahana. What else is there about Chametz Pesach? And therefore he says that this wouldn't be true by Shari Syria, no. Shari Syria, no, it would be Shaykh to be Iberon. But Chametz Pesach has a different din. Chametz Pesach has a chi of beer. And it's the chi of beer, the mitzvahs tashbisu, which would make it not shaloi. Why? The aseid is because of what the Gemara says, and again, it's the Gemara in Bava Kama, daf tzadi ches amin beiz. The Gemara over there says, Amar Rabba, gozal chometz lefnei ha-pesach uba acher v'serfai b'mayed. If someone comes and burns his chometz on Pesach, potter, shehakoyl mitzuvim alav levaharai. Everybody's mitzuvah to burn the chometz. Meaning, if I would have chametz on Pesach, and let's say I wouldn't fulfill my mitzvah, and I was not going and destroying my chametz, hakol mitzuvim alav levaharai. Everybody has a mitzvah, like kol hakodem zacha, if you see another yid with chametz in his house, so you have a mitzvah to go and burn it. Zok the nesivis, if the Torah says that even though the chametz is mine and it's in my house, but everybody else is invited to come and take it away from me, the whole definition of bailus is that I could exercise my ownership over it. I could say that, no, this is mine, not yours. You can't have it. You can't take it. I could prevent other people from taking it away from me. If the Torah says that everyone else is invited to come and take it away from me to destroy it, then that is a hafka of bailus. Now, that's not a general din in Yisuri Hanah. Not like the Avni Meluim, who is saying that it fits into Hilchas Yisuri Hanah. But this is a din miyuchad in Hilchas Chametz. Because hakol mitzuvim alav levaharai, that's mafkiya the bailas. That's the seder in the Nesivis, and there's a similar vart in many of the Gedalei Achrayim. The Chassam Sefer writes it in Shas Hatshuvas Simon Kofpei. The Beis Meir writes it also in his Pirush on Simon Tuflam and Alf, and the Netziv in Hamek Shala in Shilta Ayin Dalit Ois Tes. They all say similar raid this idea. So again, to review in a nutshell, we have the Gemara said the Chametz is be'etzem inim b'shusay, and if not for the Gezeres Hakotav, you wouldn't be oivam bal yirav bal yimatzay. Rashi says because the Isra Anah makes it not his. So that's the opinion of some Rishonim, that there's no bailus on Isra Anah. But like we went through, there are many Rishonim in a hold that there is bailus on Isra Anah. So then you have to explain this Gemara differently. So there's two possibilities. There's Zav Nimuluim, who says that although it's Shaloi, but it's not Bershusai, but that's very debatable, that being Einu Bershusai prevents you from being over by Yerah by Yamatzai. The other Eitz, which is suggested by a bunch of Achrayim, is that the fact that Hakul Mesuvan of Levarai is a Hafka of the Bailas.
The next Gemara that I want to talk about is about three quarters of the way down on Chaftesam and Beis. Elo Amar Rav Ashi, Kisha Hafka, Lefachos Mishloisha. Rav Ashi is coming to explain the words of Rav Elazar, who had said on the Mishnah of Ha'ayfiches Agol B'shus HaRavim. Rav Elazar said that you're only Chayiv if you Niskav in this case Behem, but Lay Niskav in this case Behem Pater. And the Gemara had to have a meaning to be Medayik from there. Rav Elazar holds that you need Bailas on a Bar in order to be Chayiv in the Nezikin. But a barber says a rabbin would be potter. Zog de Rashi, no. La'ilim Rav Elazar holds that you don't need bailus to be chayev. Avad, you'd be chayev for doing a mitzvah kriya, even if you weren't kaina, the galal. But over here, kishahavcha, lapachas mishlaisha, therefore it doesn't qualify as a mitzvah kriya. You didn't undo the previous bar, he never undid the bar from before, so it's still the old bar, he didn't do a new mitzvah kriya, therefore he's not chayev. Now, then Rashi says, so he's not chayev for the Maisa Kriya. But if he's Niskav in this case, boy, so then Rav Elazar is saying he becomes chayev because then he did a Maisa Kinyan. But Rashi is bothered, but if it's Lepachas Mishloisha, where's the Maisa Kinyan? So let's be makdim over here. There's a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is a das yachin. Most Rishonim don't agree, but Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Chav Vav brings down a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that Hagbo is koinu with a tefach. Now, if Hagbo is koinu with a tefach, then this Gemara is very nicha. It was Havchal Afachish Mishleisha, so it's not a Maisa Kriya, but it is a Maisa Kinyan because all you need for Hagbo is a tefach. So therefore, if he's niskav in this case, boy, he's koinu, but if he's not niskav in this case, boy, then you would need a Maisa Kriya, so he's pater. But the Maisa Rav Rishonim hold not like that sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had been medayik that way from a Gemara in Eruv and Daf Ayin Tess, where it says Lagavish Shetufim Mavoyz. That's Zarech Sheik via Tefach. But our Tosis in Dibur Matzcha Alam Rav Ashi at the end of the Tosis brings down that from that Gemara you shouldn't be medayik. That it's enough to have a Hagbah of a Tefach because Shani Shetufim Mavoyz, which is Durabonim. And therefore Rashi and Tosis both argue with Rabbeinu Tam and hold that Hagbah needs Shleish Shetfachim. Memela Rashi is bothered by Akasha. Since Hagbah, in order to be kind of needs Shleish Shetfachim, so how could Rav Ashi explain the words of Rav Elazar Kishahavchal Fachitz Mishleisha? Good like that, there's no Maisa Kriya, but there's also no Maisa Kinyan. So why, even if he's in Skavinless Kisboy, why is he kind of, why is he Chayef in the Nezikin? This is Rashi's Kasha. And Rashi's Nidchak with this. And Rashi says, Mishim de Ikulaman de Omer Habata Behefker Kani. Rashi brings down that in the end of Rav Metzia, there is a man de Omer that you could be kind of Hefker just by looking at it. Even though we don't paskin like that man d'amar, but Lineder will hopefully come back to discuss this, what Rashi means with this ikil man d'amar, but al kapanim, Rashi's coming la'afuki from Rabbeinu Tam. Don't bring a Raya from our Gemara to Rabbeinu Tam. La'olam Hagbah does need shleish tefachim, and in our Gemara, you're being kind of without Hagbah. It's relying on something else, like habata behefkar. Now, in the Tosfos in Maratzcha Alam Rav Ashi, Tosfos is beisoid agreeing with Rashi, but he's disagreeing on one prat. He's agreeing with Rashi, not like Rabbeinu Tam, that Hagbah is not koinu with a tefach. Hagbah needs shleish tefachim. Aye, so how in our Gemara could you be koinu with less than shleish tefachim? So Tosfos writes, Inam kishem hagbia biyadai. Kiven shu biyadai koni bepachis mishleisha. Tosfos over here is referring in this one little line to what Tosfos says a little bit more about Arichas and Ksubas Daf Lamed Aleph. Over there also Rashi spoke out this yisoid that Hagbah is not koinu with shleish tefachim. And Tosfos over there also, he agreed be a soid that, like Rashi, not like Rabbeinu Tam, the Hagbah is not kind of with Parchas Mishleish Tvachim, but Zok Rabbeinu Tam, but if you're talking about something that you're picking up in your hand, then you don't need to come on to the Kinyan Hagbah. Then you're kind of Mishum Yad. And the Yad is kind of, even if you didn't pick it up at all, for that you don't need to pick it up Mishleish Tvachim. So then, what's Negeya that Tosfos argues with Rabbeinu Tam and holds that you need that Hagbah and Mishleish Tvachim? For a case like the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chavav, where it talks about causing an animal to rise up with Chavilei Tilson and the animal lifts itself, and that is Koinim Mitam Hagbah, but Havad, it's not a Kinyan Yad because nothing's in your hand. So over there, you'll have a Machlekes, if Rabbeinu Tam holds with Tefach is enough, and the other Balei Tosfos say, no, Rashi's right that Hagbah needs Shleish Tefachim. But Zok Tosfos, but when you talk about picking up something in your hand, then even though Rashi is right that Hagbah needs Shleish Tefachim, but here you don't have to be Koinim Mishum Hagbah. Here you're kind of mishum yad, and a yad doesn't need shleish tefachim. You could be kind of even without moving it at all. The Kseis HaChayshin in some Kuf Samaches says that the lumdus of the machlekes over here is that Rashi holds that there is no bazundri kinyan called kinyan yad. That which we find that a person is kind of things that are in his hands, that's because with his hand he picks it up. It's all the kinyan hagbah. But Tosfos holds that there are two separate kinyanim here. There's a kinyan yad and a kinyan hagbah, and they have two different lomdas in. Yad is koine because the chayfetz is nimtza biyadai, its presence in his hands, doimet the kinyan chatzar. It's not a maisa kinyan. Kinyan chatzar, somebody throws something into my chatzar, avada, I didn't do anything. It's not a maisa kinyan, but the presence of the chatzar, of the chayfetz in my chatzar is a sibah for me to be koine. So too yadai. The fact that the thing is nimtza biyadai is a siba for me to be kinyan without a maisa kinyan. Hagbah is a different kinyan. Hagbah is a maisa kinyan, just like meshicha on other metaltalin, and just like noal parts for gadar on karka, these are maisa kinyan. So too, hagbah is a maisa kinyan. That maisa kinyan has rules. It has to have a hagbah shleish tefachim. Without shleish tefachim, hagbah is not kinyan. But since we're talking over here about hoifiches hagala, he's doing it with his hand. So you don't have to come on to the kinyan of Hagbah. He could be kind of Mishum Yad. And therefore he's kind of Pachas Mishleisha. And Rashi doesn't hold of the kinyan of Nimtz, that something that's Nimtz B'yadai, Ukraine just from the mitzvahs of it being there. Rashi holds that you need to come on to the Maisa Kinyan. Yad is a Maisa Kinyan, like Hagba, meaning Yad is Koine Mitam Hagba, so it's a Maisa Kinyan, but without the Maisa Kinyan, you're not going to be Koine. Zokhtik says weiter in Afkamina between Rashi and Taisvis is going to be Lagabi the Chiddush of the Maharit. The Maharit says a Chiddush in Hilchas Kinyan Shalim Midas. Generally, we have a klal which is learned from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara over there gives a case of Oidir Menichse Hager Kesover Shehin Shaloi. If somebody is Oidir, he's doing work, which generally would be Koin Nekarka Misham Chazaka, and he's doing it Benichse Hager, meaning Nichse Hefker. So he's making a Maisa Kinyan, a Chazaka, in the Chasim of Hefker, but he should be Koin. The problem is, he's Kesover Shehin Shaloi. He thinks that that property belongs to him. He thinks he's working in his own property, so he doesn't mean to be koine with this Maisa Kinyan. The Gemara says over there that he's not koine. From there, the place can learn a klal, that when you do a Maisa Kinyan, you have to have kavana for the Kinyan to be koine. But if you do a Maisa Kinyan without kavana, the Kinyan is not koine. Zok the Marit, that yadoi is odif mi oidir benichse ager. That when a person uses a Kinyan yad, it's koine even shaloi midas. And the Marit says, like we find by Chatzir Shel Adam, which is Kainel Shalim Midatoi, just like we find that a Chatzir is Kainel Shalim Midas, if something is in my Chatzir, even though I don't know about it, I'm Kainel, so too a Yodai Shel Adam is Kainel Shalim Midatoi. Zakhtik says, it's a very nice Shikol Torah, but it'll be totally on this Machlekes between Rashi and Taisvis. According to Taisvis, the Yad is Kainel like Chatzir because of being Nimtza B'Yodai, so then you could say this Vart, that it doesn't need Kavana. But according to Rashi, that Yad is really only Koine Mishum Hagbah, and it's always with a Maisa Kinyan, then it's no different than Noah Parts for God, where we have this call that if you make a Maisa Kinyan without Kavanah Likness, it's not Koine. So too, by Kinyan Yad, Rashi will hold that if you make the Kinyan without Kavanah Likness, it won't be Koine. This is the Ksais's Hezber and the Machlekes Rashi and Taisis, and as he says, the Nafkamin, the Chiddush of the Marit. The Nesivis over there in Reish Samaches argues. He says that it could be that really there's no machlekes. Rashi also agrees that there is a kinyan yad. There's two bazundra kinyanim. There's the kinyan hagbah, which is a maisa kinyan, and that will need kavan according to everyone. And then there's a kinyan yad, which is something different. And Rashi could also agree with this lamdas that kinyan yad works mitam chatzer, and it doesn't need kavana like the Maharit says. Abizak l'nasiv is the reason why Rashi over here doesn't learn that you're kinyan mitam yad is because in order for something to be koine mitam yad, it has to be nimtza kuloi biyadai. He says, just like we know about a chatzar, by a chatzar the din is that if something is resting on the border between my chatzar and somebody else's chatzar, so then my chatzar is not koine. It has to be enveloped in my chatzar, entirely enclosed in my chatzar. The whole chefetz has to be in the chatzar. Then my chatzar is koine. So yad also. Avad Tosis is right that a yad is koine like a chatzer. It's koine with the lumps of being nimtza biyadai, but it has to be entirely biyadai. Now, in the case of chatzer, that's not such a big requirement. Usually, when something is nimtza in the chatzer, it's entirely in the chatzer, unless a point happens to be on the border. But when we talk about yad, zaklan nesivis, this is a very, very important halacha. Now, every time that you talk about a case of yad, you have to look at it very carefully, because all the time, people hold things in their yad that are not entirely enclosed in the yad. You use the yad to hold on to something. You hold the edge of it, but you don't contain the whole thing in your hand. So all such cases, zaklan nesivis, are not going to be kainam mitam yad. Those are only going to be kainam mitam hagbah. Therefore, Rashi thought that here in our Gemara, where we're talking about a hoifeches hagolol, it's not mistabra that the person is clutching the whole thing, squeezing it in his hand. He's holding it, he's picking it up, and he's moving it from place to place, but he's probably holding on to the edge of it. So therefore, Rashi held that over here you have to dan mishum lachas hagba, not mishum lachas yad. So the Nesivis says, the Nesivis writes this in two places, over there in Nesivis HaMishpat and Siman Kuf Reish Samaches, and he also says the same thing in his Teres Gittin on Evan Ezer and Siman Kuf Lamites, and take a look in the Pischei Tshuva over there in Evan Ezer and Siman Kuf Lamites, who brings down that there's a Tshuvah Rabbi Kiva Eger, someone Reish Chav Beis, who says the same Vart, where Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nesivis both make this Yesod, that Yad is only Kaina when something is entirely Nimtza B'Yadai. So the Nesivis says, that's the whole Machlekes Rashi and Taisa over here. That's the whole reason why Rashi didn't want to say like Taisa. La'ilam, you don't see this lumdis that the Ksais was saying you see between Rashi and Taisa, and there's no Raya then that Rashi wouldn't hold like the Chiddush of the Maharit. Now we should just come back to what we mentioned at the beginning, that Rashi says
that the reason why you're koinin arsuge is because of the Gemara. He says at the end of Baba Metzia that ikulamand amra habata behefker kani. And Taisa says the same thing. Before Taisa says the pshat that he's koinin mishum yad, he first says this possibility also that habata is koinin behefker. The Rush writes the same possibility. But the Papul Charift is Ma'ira and other Achrainim also, then the Rush in particular, it's Shver, because the Rush in Bava Metzias, Perek Yud, Simin Vav, says Beferish that we don't pass him like this man, Amar, Avata Behafka Kani. The Emes says that you could ask this as a kash on all the Rishonim that mention it, because that's the Pashtas, that we don't find that Rashi or Tesis argue, but in the Rush, Akapana, it's Mefurish. The Rush Paskin's Beferish, that we don't Paskin that Avata Behafka is Kani. And nevertheless, he says over here that you could learn in our Gemara that he's koinim yishum habata. And Rashi says that is the only possibility that he offers. Taisus mentions it as one of three possibilities. Rashi gives that as the pshat in the Gemara. Ikil mana habata behefker kani. So the Papul Harif to the Taisus Yontef. Also, they ask this as a kasha. Why over here are the Rishonim relying on this klal of habata behefker kani? The Sheher HaMelech in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Nedarim says that the teretz to this kasha is based on what Tosfos says in Beitzot Daf Chaf Hey. Take a look over there. Tosfos talking about the Gemara says that if somebody finds oifis mekusharim, they're asur mishum gezel. If somebody finds birds that are tied up, you're not allowed to take them. Somebody else already caught them and took them for himself. Even though the fact that he tied them together doesn't indicate any ma'aseh kinyan. Good, somebody else got them first, but where do you see that he did a ma'aseh kinyan? So Tosfos writes, because habata is kind of behefker, hoyul umisasekhu behen ksas. So the Sheher HaMelech says that what Tosfos over there means to say is that true, the Gemara of Bava Metzia has a machlekes about this habata behefker is kind of, habata behefker is not kind of. But if you find oifis mekusharim, that somebody, not only did he look at it, did he see it, but he was metapa with it, he was oisik with it, he tied them together. So even though tying birds together in and of itself is not a ma'isa kinyan, but any kind of a ma'isa hisaskus together with that habata, there already everyone agrees that habata is kinyan. Memela zok the Sheher HaMelech here in our sugya, the person was hoifich es hagala. He didn't just see the gala, he was hoifich es hagala. That's a hisaskus. So what Rashi means to say is ik lamanda omar habata behefker kani b'le'agbav perakabayis vadli. That's the lashon of Rashi. Yeah, there's a man to Omar that habata by itself is always kaina, and he means to be making it sushtal. That vibalt, there's a man to Omar that habata by itself is always kaina. So over here, by hovech es hagol, where it's a habata together with the grace of his askus, then everyone would agree that it's kaina. Let's end with one final discussion about this chiddush of the Marit. In the previous shtickle, we mentioned Agav Urcha, the Ksais brought in as a nafkamina in the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. He brought in this chiddush of the Marit, that Yad is Kaina Shalemi Datai. But the emphasis is that our sugya is one of the primary Makairis, Lagabe this Shaila. Because in our sugya, Rabbi Lazar had said, Leishanu Elishan is scavin this case, Avalin is scavin this case, Potter. And Ravashi explains that the reason why Lein is scavin this case, Potter, is because it was Havchalamat Mishleishan, therefore it's not a Maisekriya. So you're only Bichayiv if you were Kaina, and therefore you need to scavin this case. So our Gemara is speaking out that a Maisa Kinyan is only Kaina with Kavana. So the Chayra, okay, our Gemara is just saying like Gemara in Yavamas, Oide B'nechse Ager, Ksavar Shein Shalai is going to be Pater. It's not going to be Zeicha. But Tosfos said that in our Sugya, the Kinyan over here is Mishum Yad. So the Chayra, our Gemara is saying that the Klal of Oide B'nechse Ager, the Klal that you need Kavana in order for Maisa Kinyan to work, is true even by the Kinyan of Yad. So the Chayra from our Gemara, then it's going to be a Kasha on the Marit. So the base Aaron from Aaron Vulcan and his Chidushim of Avakama, he has an Arichas about the Kasha from this Sugya on the Marit. And first he shtells to the Nesivis that we mentioned before. He says, according to the Nesivis, that you only have a Kenyan Yad when the whole entire thing is enclosed inside the Yad, so then it's not going to be Shver. As he puts it, he says, Mihu zeha ish she yahafich gol b'yodav mamish. Why would a person do it like that? With a gull mistami, he would just be trying to touch it as little as possible. So mistami is not entirely in his yad. So if you hold like the nesivis, then it's no kasha from here on the marit. Abel Meisef from Taisis, he says it's mukach not like the nesivis. Incidentally, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, at the very beginning, there, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, at the beginning of Sefer Nezikin, has a very, very long shtickle on Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and the Rambam, a very, very long shtickle
which is kol many inyanei nezikin, primarily revolving around the hakir of what's the ikar machayev in Bava Kama, the ikar machayev in nizkei mamaynai. But right at the beginning, he touches on this nekuda. He touches on the first page on this hakir about whether kinyan yad requires that it be entirely biyadai, or is a yad kaina even when it's not entirely biyadai. He mentions the nesivis, and he brings down that there's a raya from our Tosfos over here that Tosfos is not like the nesivis. So l'chera, our Tosfos then, what's going to, l'chera in our Tosfos, it's shver, if over here yad is working, and like the Ma'arit Tainud, that yad is doimit a chatzar, yad should be better than a chatzar. A chatzar is kind of shlemidas, so why wouldn't the yad be kind of shlemidas? If our Tosfos says that our Gemara is working mitam yad, then it'll be muchach the yad is not kind of shlemidas. So the Beis Aharon Tainud is something very nice. He brings down b'shem the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim Halachas Mashiach Simon Hay says that there's a strong argument to say not like the Ma'arit, because even though L'chay the Ma'arit said that he has a Kal V'chayim, Chatzar is Kainah Shlemidat. Chatzar is learned from Yad, so Yad must be Kainah Shlemidat. But that which Chatzar has learned from Yad, that's really only half the story. Remember, the Gemara of Metziah, Tafir Av, Tafir Beis, says that really there's a dual makar for the Kinyan of Chatzar. Chatzar is mishum yod isra'ba'i v'leigara mishliach. It's a combination between yad and shliach. The Pnei Yeshua on that Gemara, Bava Metziah Daf Yud Aleph, the Pnei Yeshua speaks out that different pratim in the Kinyan Chatzar are learned from different makayres, from yad or from shliach. That which a Chatzar is kinda shalemidatai, that's because the Chatzar works Mishum Shliach. And since a Shliach is Kainish Lemidata because Zachin La'odim Shaloi Befanov, and Chatzar is Mishum Shliach, it's like Gar Mishliach, so Chatzar therefore is also Kainish Lemidata. So the Machne Ephraim says that if the only reason why a Chatzar is Kainish Lemidata is because a Chatzar is not only a Yad, it's also a Shliach, and it's because of that component, that which it works Mitam Shliach, that's what allows it to be Kainish Lemidas. But if it would only be working mitam yad, then it wouldn't have been kind of shlemidas. So then you can't make a kal v'chaymer that if chatzar is kind of shlemidas, yad should also be kind of shlemidas. So zok the base iron, that's what you'll say for the tesis in our sugya. Tesis in our sugya, who clearly argues with the Ma'arit and holds that yad is not going to be kind of shlemidatai, he'll explain because chatzar is only kind of shlemidatai because it's nisrab mishum shliach. But to the extent that it was in Sarabi Mishum Yad, it wouldn't be Kainish Lemidatai, and Mameli Yad also doesn't have to be Kainish Lemidatai.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.